Hi, this is Denise Barnes with SoulSavvy.net. And here's a meditation to help you include your heart and your emotional brain as you set your goals. This is especially designed for sensitives and empaths, but it works for everyone. So first, we'll just do a grounding meditation. Take your meditation seat, where you're sitting upright. Take a few deep breaths. And exhaling out nice and long. Just let any extra stress or anything that's complete be released with your exhale. And let that in-breath start to go deep into your belly. Just notice, how is your body doing? No need to change anything, but just tuning in to your physical self. Next, tune into your mental space. How is your mind working? How clear? How cloudy? How fast? How slow? Just taking stock. And again, nothing needs to change. You're just noticing and breathing. And next, check in with your heart, your emotions. Breathing in to notice, what is the main emotion you're feeling right now? Just letting yourself relax and name that. How is your heart? This is a little different type of perception. So feel free to pause this audio at any point. You might need more time. And often I will put my hand on my heart to help me tune into this area. Because again, it's not the logic we're looking for here. It's the emotion. And often when we tune in this way, we may first notice, oh, I'm tired, or I'm tense. And those aren't necessarily emotions. So go a little deeper to name how you feel. And it may just be a taste of an emotion. Oh, there's a touch of sadness. Or, oh, there's a touch of frustration. So just name that. And then breathe with all three areas and let those align more with each other, body, mind, and heart. This can also be a quality, like, oh, I feel strong, or I feel calm. So just name it as best you can. And now connect with that source of your life's meaning, whether that's the golden rule or something more spiritual. Just connect with that higher wisdom and invite that in to connect and support you for this next step. So just breathe, and perhaps you imagine that standing with you, looking out with you, having your back, so to speak, and invite in a quality that would be useful for you for this next step of looking at your goals with heart. Perhaps it's clarity, perhaps it's strength, meaning. Just see what quality pops into your mind and breathe that in as if you're filling up with it from this source, from this wisdom. And this, we would say, is the full grounding place from which you can ask questions and check in about things with a more full perspective, including the emotional and the logical brain, including the heart wisdom. So imbibe that higher quality, feel the support of this higher wisdom, and then take your goals and put your first goal in front of you, in front of your heart, with this kind of centeredness engaged. And just notice how it shows up. What does it appear when you say one of your goals, I would like this to happen? And just breathe and notice, how does this goal appear? You're inviting it to show up in this more holistic form. And be willing to be surprised. The emotional brain often surprises us with a whole different perspective. For example, if I put in front of me my business goals, my process here reminds me it's about service. It's about finding ways to help others. So that's a helpful refresher. So take your time to finish that first goal. You can ask here too, what are my next steps? Anything else to know? Take another breath as you allow those questions and see if there's anything, any other information for you about this goal. All right, exhale as you wipe the slate from that goal and put your second goal in front of your heart. And just see how it shows up. And again, be willing to be surprised. This is additional intel on your goal. Sometimes you might find this is not the time, or you might get some pushback about the goal or a reformation of it. That's fine. I'm getting this morning the reminders of the deeper qualities behind the goal, which I sometimes forget about when I'm taking those steps and being productive. So yes, that goal is about love. Okay, good to remember. Go ahead and ask, is there anything else good to know about this goal? Any next steps? So you get the idea of how this works. First, get centered and grounded, engaging your heart and your higher wisdom, and then put the goal in front of you and see how it shows up from this perspective. Ask any more questions, and then take some notes after. You may revise your goals slightly, or you may remember important aspects of them. You can list any next steps. And thanks for listening. This is Denise Barnes of SoulSavvy.net. Good luck.